Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 15th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Augusta, Georgia. The big item today is, of course, Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. As expected, Microsoft delivered 9 bulletins, 5 of which are rated critical. The first one, MS-1252, is, well, the usual roll-up patch for Internet Explorer that we get sort of every other month, approximately. I think we actually had one last month. Secondly, we do have yet another remote desktop vulnerability in MS-1253. The problem, however, only affects Windows XP or Windows XP Service Pack 3, according to Microsoft, because the older service packs are no longer supported. Exploiting the vulnerability does not require authentication, and if successful, the attacker will gain full admin access. However, remote desktop access is not enabled by default. The third vulnerability, or the third bulletin, MS-12054, sounds particularly scary at first. It patches pre-authentication vulnerabilities in the remote admin protocol. There are a couple of different components that are affected here, with the most dangerous ones, according to the individual vulnerability ratings, being a format string vulnerability in the printer spooler. In particular, Windows XP could be exploited and the code may be executed as system if the exploit is successful. Now, for Windows 7 and 2008, none of the vulnerabilities apply by default, as the browser service is actually being exploited here is disabled by default. However, I can see where people do enable it essentially just because they're used to having it enabled. I will link to a blog in the show notes that Microsoft came out with, in particular for this vulnerability, that's sort of an addition to the bulletin. I think it explains some of these issues pretty well. And then we got MS-1255. It patches yet more kernel mode driver approach escalation flaws, so nothing really all that exciting here. MS-1256 patches JavaScript and VBScript flaws. So this is, well, an extension more or less to the Internet Explorer patches, and of course has a similar impact. We rated this vulnerability as critical for clients, as it only requires little user interaction. Microsoft rated the flaw as important. And then MS-1257, it fixes Office vulnerabilities. This one is only rated as important, as it does require downloading and opening the document. Now, MS-12058, on the other hand, that's Microsoft Exchange Server. And this one is looking quite bad again, and Microsoft does rate it critical. Web-ready document viewing could allow remote code execution in this particular case. Now, only the server is affected by this vulnerability, but of course, with the Exchange Server being one of the important systems in your network, that's probably of very much concern to you. So this one is certainly something you want to patch quickly. MS-12059 fixes issues in Microsoft Visio, so essentially just an extension to the Office vulnerabilities that we have patched in MS-1257. And then finally, MS-12060. Now, this one gets more interesting again. This one affects the tab strip control, which is part of the Microsoft Common Controls, which, well, is ActiveX. The affected library is MSComCTL.OCX, so these are these Microsoft Common Controls, and the issue here is this library, of course, is used in multiple products that are all really vulnerable as a result. One of the most prominent examples here is Microsoft Office. The patch for it is actually pretty simple and, well, yet another kill bit. We had this for many years now where we do have these kill bits being released for ActiveX controls that should never have been available for scripting. ThreatPost indicates that this particular vulnerability has actually already been used in targeted attacks, and Microsoft confirms this in its bulletin that it states that this vulnerability has been exploited, even though proof of concept or any kind of exploit code has not been published. But well, Microsoft wasn't the only one releasing patches today. We also got patches from Adobe. As usual, Adobe usually publishes patches on a patch Tuesday. Three updates total, one for Reader and Acrobat, one for Shockwave Player, and the last one for Flash Player. The patch vulnerabilities include remote code execution vulnerabilities, and with all the intention spent on Flash and in particular Adobe vulnerabilities, certainly something that you should apply quickly. And Oracle now released a Java SE 7 update 6. The important part here is that this also is now available for OS 10. OS 10 itself no longer includes Java, so it is up to Oracle to provide updates and such for Java. That was actually justified by Apple in part for Apple not keeping up with Java patches. Oracle also announced a couple days ago that it will extend support for Java 6. Originally, the plan was to discontinue support, including patches for it, in November. However, Oracle now states that it will extend support at least until February next year. Well, this was it today. Sorry for all the patches, but well, that's what Patch Tuesday is like. Tomorrow we'll probably return to our more regular diet of security news. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.